Blog Talk Radio.
I'm waiting on my way.
Brighter day,
give me my wings,
so I can fly away. I don't see you little niggas when I ride by. Through my watch in the sky, that's how time flies. Days of our life, daily passing by, trying to make a meal for my family before a nigga die. So when I'm gone, don't shed a tear. I'ma be alright, I can see heaven clear. I can feel death lurking, but I ain't ready yet. Shook hands with Satan, yeah, bitch, yeah, we already met. Sat at the table talking business while it ticking. Then he vanished when I said that the Lord is my witness. Protected by God, angels that keep me lifted. I'm professional in so many ways, I'm getting this.
Please leave your message after the tone.
To save an angel, I will give up my right hand. I'm so above the game right now that I might land. I'm full of all for anything.
On my way, on my way, I can hear the angels calling,
calling.
I'm waiting on my way, I'm waiting on my way. God, I'm so tired of falling,
falling.
I'm waiting on my way, waiting on my way. I'm searching for brighter days. Give me my way, give me my way, so I can fly away,
away.
I told y'all I'm not a rapper, I'm a poet, a realist. That I preach, I really do it.
I did it.
I don't have a lot, but I still get it. I live it. Many choices you were given. It's up to you to choose it. Hope it's the right one. Don't be stupid or confused it with the make believe. I got it covered like the soil when you plant a seed. I'm all around you like the air you breathe. Money ain't the only thing you need. A peace of mind go a long way. Go to church where my folks say. Say, focus mind it be a long day. I keep it real until I fly away. Every night I close my eyes and pray. Vision thinking, with my thoughts sinking. World on my shoulders, get my back aching. Satan forbid you, kid you not my mental. It's like the instrumental. I wrote my pencil, leaked the paper with the pen. I seen a lot in this world of sin. If you fall, homie, grill my hand. Grip it tight, I give you life again. I'm a righteous man. God carry me
on my way. On my way, I can hear the angels calling,
calling.
I'm waiting on my way.
I'm waiting on my way.
God, I'm so tired of falling,
falling.
I'm waiting on my way.
Waiting on my way.
I'm searching for brighter days. Send me my way.
Send me my way.
So I can fly away.
Thank you.
Yes, you have reached the phone of Rodney, better known as Dangero. You can't leave your name, number, and a brief message. I'll make it my best to get back in touch with you. And get in. God bless.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
I am out here stuck in traffic, raining like crazy. It's thundering, lightning out here in New York. It's just a mess out here.
Wow, yo. See, you know what, man? Man, everything is going screwed up with me today, man. I've been trying to get Danger on the phone and Boss Lady T on the beat, and I can't get either one of those guys. But I got my man Shorty, Superstar, DJ. What's up, baby? Are you out there?
What's
up,
DJ? What's happening?
Hey, man, it's going down with you, baby. Hey, we got you on the phone lines. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to do the interview with you, brother. And then I think me and Vienna going to get out here early tonight. So we're just going to do a little quick interview on you, man.
That's what's up. Let's do this.
Hey, look. I know you're in the studio right now, man. So we're going to make it real quick. We'll probably do like 20 minutes. We can get in here in 20 minutes. We'll get out. Let me ask you a couple questions to start out, man. Basically, how old are you?
13 years old, just turned 13 this year, May 3rd. What's happening? Taurus. All my Taurus people, what's happening? We're doing a big out here. DJ, what's up?
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Hey, check it out, brother. I'm so happy you're here, man. It's a pleasure to have a superstar, man. This guy just mad with so deaf. Superstar, man, this guy, he is a star, man. This little dude has a packing heaping. He has a heaping of raps in his system, man. And basically puts them down, and he's in the studio right now, guys. So we're not going to take too much of his time because this guy has to make that money. Hey, but I want to ask you,
Oh, I didn't get you there.
I'm sorry, do what now?
Wait, say it one more time, I didn't get you.
Oh, I'm sorry, brother. I was asking you, how long have you been in the game, and when did you get started? Like, when you got started in the game, how long have you been at it?
Well, it's been 5 years now, but when everything really got serious, it's been 5 years since I started rapping, but everything really got serious 4 years ago, and that's when we just been going in and just doing it.
Hey, man, I knew you, man. I've been checking you out all over line, man. I see you got a great little thing going on. I see your promotions are great. Your marketing is great. You're basically a superstar, man. So, like, who have you? Hey, let me ask you a question. Who have you guys been working with recently?
We've been working with Shawty Red, the producer, and basically, he just introduced us to Jermaine Dupri, and Jermaine Dupri was like all the way with us. So, I guess it's just so deaf now.
Wow. Hey, man, congratulations on that deal. Man, I'm so happy to hear that, man. When I seen it online, I was like, yeah, my man's family made it. So you are a superstar, brother. I mean, you've been doing it for quite a while now, and I see some of the other artists out there that are really pushing hard, and they haven't made it yet, and they wonder why. But basically, they don't have takes. They don't have that magic. You got that A.
They don't have that star quality.
It's the A. It's the A. Y'all had that magic right there. That's that magic right there.
I know that's that magic, man. I've been hearing that A for a long time. I did a video with Magic Archbishop, Magic Don Juan, and I gave you a shout-out. And hey, my man, DJ Superstar Shorty. And you did a shout-out for me and one of the songs. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I got Vienna on the phone. Vienna, can you go ahead and talk to Superstar Shorty right now? Go ahead and interview him.
All right, I'm going to do the interview very quickly because my reception is going on and off.
Okay.
But DJ Superstar Shorty, I must commend you, little man, for doing what you're doing, for bringing it out there to the people, bringing out that flavor. You are the little man in the streets right now. Is this something that you always wanted to do?
Before I was rapping, I was playing football, and that's what I was wanting to do. But when I started actually learning how to rap and stuff, it just became fun. And then when I started my first performance, I was like, wow. It was just that exciting feeling, like I just performed, and everybody liked it. So I was just like, man, got to keep doing it. This is what they like. This is what they love.
Right. Well, you get it.
Wow.
I'm digging it, man. That's what's up.
Wow. Now, how did you come about and getting signed to So Def? Because like DJ Black Caesar just said, there's a lot of independent artists that aren't signed yet. And I know you have that star quality, But what was it that they really loved about you to get you signed to So-So Def?
Really, it's just like the grind. Like, people respect the grind. You got to keep pushing and pushing until you're there or until you meet the right person. Like me, I met the right person. I was grinding, and I met Shawty Red. Shawty Red put me on Jermaine Dupri, and now it's on and popping. What's happening?
Nice.
That's my man right there.
He is so cute. 13 years old, y'all. 13 years old. That's how you get down, sweetheart. Now, what about the videos? What's going on with the videos for you?
Okay, see, hit me up on Twitter at IMDJDJ. Hit me up on my Instagram, IMDJDJ. Facebook, DJDJ. Right, we got plenty of videos on YouTube. We got two videos. Swag Hard, DJDJ, or DJDJ Swoop. DJDJ Feeling Myself. Those are three videos we got out there right now. So y'all go check that out.
Cool, but most definitely, man. We most definitely will check that out.
Definitely. Yeah. Are you doing any collaborations with any mainstream artists?
Right now we got Fresh Cocaine, and he's an artist. He's also been signed with So-So Def, so we'll be doing a lot of records together, and pretty much whoever comes next and future too. Future said he wanted to get a collab with me too, so he's just gonna get on and popping. I'm ready to work. Let's do this.
Yes, you is. Yes, you is ready. You heard that DJ Caesar? He is ready.
I know this guy's direct, man. Hey, he's a busy dude, man. I've been trying to chat with him online, and we supposed to have this interview. Like, we had this interview planned for when we did Flesh and Bone. He was supposed to be on that show, but he had to cancel because he had to travel out, go somewhere. So,
I might have been in Orlando during that one right there.
You were. You were flying out to Orlando. That's cool, man. I talked to your dad, and he told me stuff, so it's all good. We got planned for another day. So, DJ, Superstar Shorty, what's up with the ladies, man? What's going on with the ladies, man?
The ladies. You know, it's just the ladies. They're there, and they really be digging me. You know what I'm saying? But that's not nothing important right now. You know, I'm trying to get to the money.
Right.
That's what's
important. Right.
That's
right. Check the fam out. I hear. Now, DJ, Superstar Shorty, let me ask you one last thing, okay? What can you tell these young artists that have been rapping, you know, because you do have kids that are rappers. What can you tell them? What can you inspire them to do to make it the way you're making it?
Like I said, just you got to keep grinding, keep your head up. Sometimes you might want to quit, but that's something that you can't do. You got to keep grinding, and you got to have a lot of confidence in yourself. Without confidence, it won't work. So you got to have confidence. Working hard, you gotta be doing what you gotta do.
And this is coming from a 13-year-old, y'all.
Yes, sir. That's what's up, man.
You are the
loser. Enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Dana.
Hello?
Yeah. What's up?
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I was trying to call Dangero back up, but I hung up on him because you guys got quiet.
Should we wait on you, DJ Black Caesar?
Yeah, it's on you, DJ Black Caesar.
Hey, check it out. I'm going to play your song in just a minute, man. Just hold on 1 second. I'm going to get your song. I got a song on you that I really like, man. It's like my favorite song. You already know what that is, man, so I'm not even going to tell you what it is. I'm going to have you talk about that a little bit. Just hold on 1 second. I want to ask you a couple more questions, Superstar Shorty. Basically, you got started in the game a long time ago, so you've been doing it for a while now. Do you have anybody out there that you admire, that you look up to, that you really like, or do you have anybody out there you want to collab with? I mean, because I know there's somebody out there you want to collab with. So tell us a little about that.
Yeah. See, is one person that I really, really, really want to collab with. And I know everybody knows her. She is one of the greatest singers to me. And it's Adele. I really want to do a collab with Adele.
That's big.
That is big. That's huge. That's really huge. Hey, DJ, hold on for a second. I think we got an audience member wants to ask you a question right quick. Let me turn their mic on. 704, you have a question for Superstar Shorty?
Yeah, man. I just want to tell Superstar Shorty, man, this your boy Demand from the Corner Boys, man. I just want to tell him, man, good looking, man, on the hard work. It always pay off, man. Big ups to him. Shout out to whole UN Social Def Camp.
Oh, what's
Big
happening,
up.
Man?
What's happening?
Man, this guy right here, he got some heat, too. You still with the Corner Boys?
Yeah, we working.
That's what's happening, man.
I know, man. I just want to send you, man. Big ups, man. Much blessings, man. I knew it was going to pay off for you, man. Now, I'm going to see y'all boys soon,
Hello.
Man. Keep doing your thing.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for that question, Carl. I appreciate that. Is there another caller out there that has a question for a Superstar Shorty? Go ahead and ask that question, please. Okay. We just lost that caller. I don't know what happened, but they did some magical stuff and disappeared.
Danger all.
What's up, Danger all? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm good, man. What's happening with you, DJ Black Caesar?
Hey, I'm knocking out an interview, brother, but we're going to get to you in a minute, man. Just hold your horses because I got DJ Superstar Shorty on the phone. This guy just signed with Jermaine Dupri, so I'm getting him out the way because he's in the studio right now, so I'm knocking his interview out. If you want to ask him anything, you can most definitely ask questions to him also.
No problem.
Okay, Vienna, go ahead and talk to him, man. You act like you scared him. You scared a little man?
No, I'm not scared. I'm trying to order food at McDonald's, baby. I'm starving.
You know, but he ain't gonna hurt you, man. This guy, he's a good guy. He's one of those kind of cats, man. Hey, Superstar Shorty, when you get a chance, check Vienna out online. She's on Facebook. Tell
them
your URL, Vienna.
Yeah, my URL is OTHE1220.
Okay,
that's
how you get
it.
DJ, you can find her on my Facebook page. You don't even have to look for her. Just go to my page and type her name in, V-I-A-N-N-A, and it'll pop up, all right? Hey, I know you got to go, man, so I'm trying to rush you off the phone real quick, but I have a couple more questions for you. I know you've been a superstar for a long time because basically your name has superstar in it. So can you tell us a little bit how you got that name?
Superstar Shorty was just the name. Like, you know how people, they might see it like, oh, yeah, he's a superstar, you know what I'm saying? Superstar Shorty. So it was just somebody that was like, Superstar Shorty, he's Superstar Shorty. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's how it happened. That's how it happened.
That's what's up, man. That's good, man. That's a good story right there. I like that name, man. I always like that name, brother. But you are a class act by yourself, brother. I'm just going to let you know that. I really dig your swag. I dig your music. Hey, I've been promoting you online, man. So you're one hell of a dude, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. Look, we got a song called, let's see. Let me find it right quick. Let me see. We actually got a couple songs on you, but I have one in particular I want to play for the audience. Right now we have a pretty huge audience. You got a song called Lights, Camera, Action. What inspired you to come up with that?
Lights, Camera, Action, it was like I was just in the studio, and I was just writing, and I was like, when I was writing it, I was writing the hook. When I was writing the verse, and the verse was like, you know what I'm saying, like the verse was like collecting my stage performance. So when the hook came in, I was thinking like, I'm going to perform, what's going to happen? What? So I'm like, lights, camera, action. Get your camera out, turn the lights on, and you finna see some action.
That's What's Up, man. That's a swell song, man. That's a good song. I love that song to death. You got something in that song that really stands out, and I like that. Hey, I'm going to put that song
in the
mix.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
I do it together.
I got you.
I appreciate that. That's love right there. Hey, brother, check it out. I want you to give me a world premiere on this song right here, Lights, Camera, Action. Hold on for a second. We got another caller. Might want to ask you a question right quick. 404, go ahead and ask your question, please. 404, okay, they hung up. People get scared on the phone to talk to a superstar, man. They get scared. Then they hang up. Hey, this ain't a show for that. Hey, brother, let me ask you a question. Can I get a world premiere for this song? DJ, Superstar, Shorty, Lights, Camera, Action. This is the DJ Black Season Camera Show, so if you can give us a little love, we'll love that.
Say one more time.
Oh. Give us a world premiere. Basically, what you're going to do is you're going to give us a shout-out, DJ Black Season and Vianna, DJ, Superstar, Shorty. Go.
Shout out to your boy
it.
Black Caesar and B. Ellis and DJ, Mr. Feng Shui, Superstar Shorty. What's happening?
Ten all the way.
Dangerous, what do you got to sound with that? 1 to 10, man.
Man, I get a 10 all the way, man. I like it, man. Salute to you, man. I like it. I love it, man. It sounded great.
That's what's up. Oh, wow, man, that dude is on top of. Well, we lost him over the call, so I guess he's in the studio. But we're gonna go ahead and keep going with it, because that's how we do it around here with the DJ Black Caesar in Vienna show. We keep it real all the way. Hey, we're gonna go ahead and get into your interview now, Danger Row, and I'm gonna let Vienna take it away.
Huh?
Hello?
I lost you. What did you say?
I said we're gonna let Vienna ask you some questions with my man Danger Row. Go ahead and ask Danger Row some questions. Let's get his. Hey, I got some callers out there. I want to ask a question. Hold on for a minute, sweetheart. Hold on 1 second. Let me pick them, put them in. 941. What's up, Erico? What's going on, 941? You got a comment or question?
Hello.
Yes, 941.
Huh?
Okay, 941 don't know what they want to do. Okay, I got to shut them back off. Okay, let's turn on another caller and see what's up with them. 732, what's up, caller? You got a comment or question? 732, you got a comment or a question? We keep it rolling around here, guys. I'm sorry that we got to cut you back off, but that's how we do it. DJ Black Caesar don't play that stuff, so and Vienna don't either, so we keep it moving. Hey, Vienna, are you out there?
I'm still here.
Hey, we got my man Danger Row on the phone line. Danger Row is the artist from Columbus, Mississippi. He's overlooked right now, but this year right here, before this year ends, I think we're going to have Danger Row with a deal. I think we're going to have him with a deal because guess what? Danger Row has something nobody else has. He has me working for him around the clock, and basically he's a hard worker too. He's a hustler day in, day out, night in, night out. He's up all the time, man. Always hustling, always busting his butt. And he lives right down the road from me. We haven't met yet, but we're gonna get to that in about maybe, you know, a little bit. We're gonna get to that in a little bit of time so I can meet Danger Row. Danger Row, what's up, baby? How you doing?
Not much, man. I'm doing real good, man. Actually in the studio right now as we speak. I'm working on my new up-and-coming mixtape coming in January, man, called Backyard Mississippi Boy. So everybody need to look out for that. They're definitely out there. You know the meal ticket out right now. It's been out for about two weeks.
Yeah, I've been promoting that heavy. I've been promoting that heavy, man. That's a good CD, too, man. By the way, that's a great CD. I know you don't see me telling you that over and over again, but I got to let you know now in front of the audience, this man has a CD online. I think it's on Dead Piff. If you guys don't know what that is, I'll make sure I send you guys the link so you can check it out. This guy has a great album on there. It's called The Meal Ticket, and that's what he's pushing right now. And he also has an older album. What's your older album called, Danger Row?
The old album is called Columbus Overlook. Yep, Columbus Overlook is out on Dead Piff, too.
That's good, too, man. I like that. That's good, too, man. But, hey, man, we're going to ask you a couple questions. We're going to keep it rolling. Hey, sweetheart, are you out there?
I'm still here.
Cool. Do what it do. You know what to do.
You know how we do. Rain or shine, we still fine. What's up, Danger? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing good, baby. Trying to stay dry. That's all I can say. But I want everyone to know who you are and how you got started in the industry.
My name is Danger Row. I go by a.k.a. Rodney Strong, pretty much how I got started in the industry. I started back in probably like 2003. I used to be an athlete. To make a long story short, I ended up getting injured. I used to be a pitcher in college. And I ended up hooking up with a guy in college by the name of Bolo. I know a lot of people probably heard of this producer. He made a lot of great hits for Two Pistols out of Miami. He actually is from Miami. We end up leaking up, and he ended up taking me into the studio. He had faith in me. I used to be just a little freestyler. I ended up turning into an artist. I started doing opening acts for, like, Goody Mob, Outkast, and different people that came through my college at Stillman College. I went to Stillman College, which was in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Actually, it started from there, and actually I started seeing the money come in. I started slowly trying to build my fan base up, and I ended up getting my own studio, and I've been rocking ever since. Staying focused and staying on my campaign, and been doing my thing ever since. That's how I started off. I actually started when I was like 21, so, you know, and I'm still here now, so I'm still doing it.
So what was your inspiration for you to get started as far as the rapping game? Was it people around you, or was it the fact that
what made me jump in the rap game, my dad was a musician, but actually he wasn't a rapper. He actually was a singer. He used to take me in, and I used to go around and do shows with him. He was with a little group out in Detroit, Michigan. I can't really think of the name of the group right now. So I kind of, like, been around music all my life, and, you know, that kind of inspired me. I knew I couldn't sing, so I had to find, some kind of way, and I always looked it up to 8-Ball, MJG, Ashton from the South, people like that, Player Fly, Tommy Wright the Third, a lot of people that people didn't really know too much about, but they out there pretty good in the independent game. And so I actually just took a chance or wanted to be like them guys. So I ended up making my own album and having people behind me and backing me, and that what got me to this point right here, that would inspire me to be a musician that I am today.
I hear that. Now, do you write your own music, or do you have other people writing it for you?
I actually write everything. I always write my own music. I actually write everything I do. Mostly stuff I put in my songs are either stuff I didn't see happen coming from a small town, from Mississippi, or just coming from the South. I mean, I tell people I'm the voice of the silk because I speak things that a lot of people want to say and they can't say, no matter the race, ethnic, background, religious, or what. And I pretty much tell stories, real story. I'm pretty much a storyteller in my raps, in my rhyme. I tell real life things either I done went through, or somebody in my family, or someone in my community or my state, or just anybody anywhere, in any state, any city, any time.
That's
how I base everything.
That's what's up. Now, what about rappers? Do you look up to any rappers that inspire you as well?
Yes, everybody know, well, I tell everybody, Master P. I always looked it up to Master P, man. I even went and got gold teeth like Master P. But Master P is one of the pioneer rappers that I look up to, because he started with the Out the Trunk game, and that's how I started off, Out the Trunk, you know what I mean? And then he built a billion-dollar company just selling Out the Trunk. So I always looked up to Master P and R.I.P. the Pimp C and UGK and 8-Ball and MJG. Them the guys I always look up and still play to today. They my inspiration.
So you got teeth just like Master P? Is that what you say?
Yeah, I say Master P. Yeah, Master P from No Limit. No Limit Soldiers.
No, I know that. No, but you said something about that you had, that you even got his teeth like him as well?
Yeah, I like the Pimp C too. I said R.I.P. the Pimp C.
Oh, okay. Because you were coming in.
Yeah.
I didn't know if so. Wait a minute, did he just say that you got his teeth too? Wait, hold on.
Nah, I was saying RIP to Pimp C, dead, now gone, but I looked it up to him too. So
I hear that. Well, Master P is big. That's no limit. You know what I'm saying? He's big.
He's done a lot
of stuff in the music industry. Now, what about acting? Have you been thinking about acting, or are you just going to keep it as a hip-hop artist?
Well, actually, I've been asked to do a lot of plays, and so far I've been in one. I played like a 30-minute role in the movie that they made here, that they're supposed to be shopping around to the movie festival, but it haven't came out yet. But that is in my strip that I would like to do that. I would like to get my whole ambition once, you know, I get my feet wet to more where I want to be, is to try to venture in a lot of different things. You know, I want to be like a mogul. I want to be able to do this. Want to be able to do that. Clothing, movie, whatever it takes to get to the mighty dollars. coming from the backyard. You know, that's why I call myself Backyard Mississippi Boy. Coming from the backyard, when we out there, we try to work hard.
Mm-hmm. You know that's right. Now, where do you feel that there's more opportunities? Do you think there's more opportunities in the East Coast or in the West Coast?
I feel there's more opportunities right now. I get streamed at, you know, just by dealing with a lot of DJs I deal with. Right now everything coming out the West Coast right now. If you in Cali, you hot, you know. I mean, that's just my opinion, you know. back in probably the 80s and 90s and all that, back then it was all about New York. But it's like if you get spent by, you know, in California right now, you're pretty much blazing, you're pretty much hot. That's just my opinion of the West Coast. Definitely.
Yeah, I can dig that, man. I can dig you on that. But I'm going to tell you something, man. Mississippi is not overlooked. There are a lot of people come out of the South because I consider Atlanta is part of the South. Atlanta is part of the South. So I know a lot of artists from this area right here that come out of here that are on top of it, that making moves, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, Master PM, they're from down here.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. It's a lot of artists from down here. I mean, it's a lot of artists that making power moves from Mississippi. The only reason I had named my CD Columbus Overlooked, I wasn't saying overlooked as in the artist thing or nothing like that. It's just like I still feel today that just a lot of people come through and act like they just, you know, in Columbus we in between everything. We 3 hours away from Florida, nowhere from Atlanta, down the street from Alabama, up the street from Atlanta, you know, up the street from Memphis, and it's like people come through but they just, you know, like they just
Yeah.
nothing, you know what I mean? So that's how I felt. It wasn't saying that nobody just looking, you know, just completely looking over. It's just like people act like they never been through here before. We got a major highway. They come through. They know what's going on. So that's just my thought.
Yeah.
That's just my thought process. And I just abbreviated because I abbreviate the first letter, COL, for the oldest fan for Columbus Overlook. So.
Right. Let me ask you a question, brother. Is there anybody out there you done collabos with, or anybody you would like to do a collabo with? Anybody famous you like to do a collabo with, or not in the game that you like to do a collabo with?
Yeah, it is. I mean, actually, I got something in the works right now with Pastor Troy, but somebody real famous that I really would like to do a song with would be Bun B, or of course T.I. I mean, I like the King.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Those guys, right there.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to hook you up too, man. I got a couple cats that are in the industry that are pretty big names, and you just said one of them, Pastor Troy. But I got somebody else even bigger than that we'll talk afterwards and see what we can get going on, because I got a couple people that we can get going on right now that I know I can work out something with. But we need to talk, man. We need to talk.
We definitely need to do that, man. We'll make it happen, definitely, man.
Yeah. Hey, I know how long we've been knowing each other, Danger Row?
We've been knowing each other right now going on about 6 years. 6-7 years, Black.
Wow, are you serious,
line,
man?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, serious. I was thinking about it today. I mean, serious.
Wow.
I got to come in and put my hand out, shake your hand, give you a hug, man, you know.
Most definitely.
Show you love,
hey,
man.
You know what, man? I try to show love to the artists, man. I'm all for the independent artists. I'm all for what you guys do. I'm all for making it happen for you guys. But I know you've been doing it for a long time, and basically I've been doing it for a long time. But I actually just broke into the game like this year, so don't think I haven't been looking you over, man. I just got into the game myself. But whatever I got going, I'm most definitely gonna take care of you, brother. You can believe that.
I already know, man. That's why I just try to stay tuned, stay posted.
Yeah. So basically, I got you in a press release right now. I don't know if you've seen it, but I'll send it to you. I got your name in my press release. You're one of my artists that I deal with, that I'm affiliated with, and we had a real good review. We also got a magazine we're going to be in this month called IMU Magazine, and we got a write up in there, and we're going to have the press release in that. Your name will be in that also.
That's what's up. Good luck.
Yeah. You know that, man. That's what I do. Hey, man, I got another question for you. Basically, when you got started in the music game, did you ever sing in a church choir?
I never sang in a church choir before, no.
I had to ask, man. I asked all my people that, man. I like
but
that.
But you know what?
I
always wanted to, though. I always wanted to hold. I always wanted to do a solo. You know, I always felt that I can go out there and do a solo. And I still just might do it one day.
Let me find out, Danger Row. No, you can hold the note.
I'm going to try my best. I'm going to put it on YouTube. I'm on YouTube.
Shoot, listen. How are YouTube, sweetheart? You, we already live on the air. You might as well give us a little taste of that little note that you got there hidden somewhere.
Hey, man, this guy has a video that he's done, man. He gave a shout-out to everyone, man. Hey, appreciate that, too, man. He gave a shout out to like the people in the Mississippi, and he was shooting up to us, man. It was crazy, man. It was a good video.
Dreams.
What was that video?
Dreams.
What was that video? I've been trying to find that video for a long time.
It's called Dreams. If you go on YouTube, you type in Dangero Dreams, it'll pop straight up. And
okay,
it's on there.
Cool.
Definitely, man.
Cool.
And it's doing a lot of good numbers. It's like the meal ticket. Right now, I'm looking at the numbers on it. I got 7,000 downloads in 2 weeks. So
wow.
I'm doing pretty good on that shit, man. So. Yeah, I
wow.
got 7,000 downloads, man. Yeah, 7,000 downloads.
Hey, you know where you got to. Huh?
Yeah, we blasting every day.
Yeah, right. Most definitely. Most definitely, man. I see you blasting. I'm like, damn, does he not know I'm blasting this too? You can blast something, bro. You can blast something else. Promote something else. Get something new.
But definitely, man.
I got you, man. Well, hey, man,
I was going to say, if anybody want to get the meal ticket, all they got to do is just go to DapPit.com. It's a sponsored mixtape. It's sponsored by DapPit. You don't need no membership or nothing. All you got to do is stream and download. Stream and download.
Right.
But you just go and type in Danger Roller Meal Ticket hosted by DJ Zazz,
right.
Which he is
right.
a coast-to-coast DJ. He is a coast-to-coast DJ,
right.
So he actually collabed with me on that. So
okay, that's what's up, man.
It's free.
Up.
Free.
Hey, Dangero, go ahead and throw this in also. Give these guys the social networks that you frequent. Give these guys the social networks that you're on a lot so they can get at you and see what you got going on. Also, if you want to give your email or telephone number, give that also so these guys get in touch with you because right now we got a lot of listeners, man. And these listeners right here, hey, Vienna, we had like over 300 people on the show last week and the week before last. We had a big number also, but the numbers are steady going up. I told you the numbers are going to go up, right? I told you the numbers are going to go up. They're going up every week. The numbers go up a little bit more. Pretty soon we'll be like at 500, and when we get there, it's all over, man. I'm shutting down the system, getting something new going on. I'm gonna do. We're going to upgrade also. We're going to upgrade to like 3 hours instead of 2 hours. But tonight we're going to basically cut it short because Boss Lady's not going to be here tonight. I called her up, and I don't know what's up with her. I don't know what happened to her, and I know she didn't forget because I just sent it to her, like, last night. But I don't know, man. Something must have happened, but I'm going to check that out when I get done and see what's up with that. Hey, but Dangero, can you give these guys your social networks, please?
Yeah, definitely I could. Definitely I could. If you're tuning in right now, you can check me out on www.facebook.com/ Henry Boy ENT is HENRYBOI23ENT. You definitely can check me out on Twitter at www.twitter.com/HBEGame. HBEGame. And you can catch me on Reverb Nation at www.ReverbNation/DangeroMusic. That's DangeroMusic. And if you want to hit me up, you definitely could. My email is racboy23@hotmail.com. That's racboi23@hotmail.com. And if you want to personally get in touch with me, you can. Feel free. I do got a booking line. It's 662-364-3435. Once again, it's 662-364-3435. I will definitely inbox you. It do be me, it's nobody else. So if you get at me, I get back at you. Definitely. So that's it, man. Appreciate it.
Y'all heard it. That's my man, Dangero. Hey, guys.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Right here, man,
213-718-4995 is not available. At the tone, please record your message.
Hold on for a second, guys. I got a caller on the phone that shouldn't have been there. This guy right here, my man Dangero, he's going to be a superstar in no time because we're going to work on that, Dangero. We're going to help you out, get you started, man. We're going to make sure you get your career on point. Vienna, are you still out there?
I'm still here.
Hey, baby, what's next? Do you have anything that you want to say? Because I'm going to cut the show quick tonight. I'm going to shut it down if you don't mind. Look, man, what am I talking about? We got Dangero song to play. What the hell am I talking about? Dangro, it's Yo-Yo. What's up with that song, man? Can you tell me about a little bit about that song?
Yo-Yo is basically off a club, man. I pretty much, when I went out one night, I just saw an experience of my life. So pretty much if you ain't talking about nothing, that's pretty much the same. I mean, if you ain't talking about nothing, I can't take you home with me, baby. And we put it on both perspectives. I got a female on the song, actually, it's First Lady. And she put it on the women's perspective.
Who
is that?
Who is that?
First Lady.
First Lady.
No, you don't. She actually is from Alabama. She actually collabed with me on this, and she pretty much put her verse on as for the lady point of view on the song. If a guy ain't talking about nothing, he might well go on, you know. So
okay,
pretty much the song pretty much is talking about. It's about a club vibe. If you feeling somebody, they feeling you. If they ain't talking about nothing, you might well go on. But if you talking about something, you come on, go home with me tonight. We can make something happen.
I like this song right here, man. I tell you right now, I like this song right here, even though it's only 3 minutes and 15 seconds. I love that song.
Yeah.
That's why we're playing it tonight. Can you give me a world premiere for this song, man? Yo-Yo, the name of the show is DJ Black Caesar and Vienna Show, and you live on Wednesday. What's up?
Yeah, this your boy Dangro, a.k.a. Riding Strong. I'm kicking it with DJ Black Caesar and what? I'm sorry, what's his name?
Vienna.
I can't never say it. I'm sorry.
Where is he from?
Yeah, we're over there, boy. He's in Vienna. He's talking about those sausages.
Yeah, I am thinking about the sausages, but I do eat them.
It's all good. I forgive you.
Forgive me this time.
You can't eat her now, man. You can't do that. Hey, man, go ahead and introduce that song. I'm sorry, man. I had to say that.
This is Yo-Yo. Shout out to Vian and DJ Black Caesar. I'm a Mississippi backyard boy. Y'all already know what it is. Let's rock with it.
On the
Dangero, that is a tight ass song, man. I love that joint right there, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Are you out there?
Honey, I am here, nice and relaxed right now.
You know how we do it around here. 1 through 10. What do you give that song right there, Bianna?
I give it a 10. It's nice and mellow, and it's just right at the right tempo, the flow. I love it.
Cool. Is Boss Lady out there? Boss Lady, are you out there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you guys?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, Boss, you heard that song. You heard a little bit of that song. What do you get that song just from what you heard? 1 through 10.
I glanced through the end of it. I kind of like that song. I'm gonna have to give it a 9 just to give it challenging. I'm gonna give it a 9. I like that though.
That's what's up, guys out there. I know you guys want to vote on it, but I can't do that because I got too many people in the audience right now. But I know you guys like it. If you like it, just 1 through 10. Everybody's gonna give it a 10. Okay, thank you guys. Hey, let's go on with the rest of the show. Dangero, give these guys your social networks one more time. Tell them how to get in touch with you, how to go find out your music online, please.
Okay, once again, you can check me out on Reverb Nation, www.reverbnation.com/Dangero Music. That's D-A-N-G-E-R-O Music. You can check me out on Twitter at www.twitter.com/HBEGame. You got the capitalize the HBE game, G-A-N. You can check me out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/HBEENT. You definitely check me out on that Facebook. And I am on MySpace. If you still use MySpace, it's www.myspace.com/DangeroMusic. And if you definitely want to hit me up personally, you can at racboy23@hotmail.com. It's racboi23@hotmail.com. If you personally want to contact me, you can. You can hit me up at 662-364-3435. Once again, 662-364-3435. I really appreciate y'all time, and I appreciate being on the show. And so, much love. Back y'all, Miss Superboy. Dangero.
Hey, man, we appreciate having you on the show, man. I like that, what you're doing, man. I like all the music, man. It's real hot, brother. That's all I got to say, man. And I'm going on with the rest of the show. Hey, what's up, boss lady? What's going on, baby?
Nothing much, man. Maintaining, holding it down.
Hey, you know what, man? I called you, like, several times. I couldn't get a hold of you, man. You're, like, really hard to get a hold of. But I did call you, like, 7 times. I called you up, and it kept going to your machine or something. I don't know. I don't know what it was doing, but it wasn't doing the right thing.
But 7 is my lucky number, though. That's my lucky number. 7 is my lucky number.
I got you. I'm glad we got you. Hey, you know what? 7 is my lucky number since you called in, because we're going to cut the show short tonight. I just told Vienna, hey, Vienna, you know, we had DJ Superstar Shorty on. He's a so-so deaf artist, and he just sang with them, and we had him on, and, you know, I was like, wow. So basically, I was like, gosh, my girl let me down. So I was like, okay, the show is going to go on, but I was going to cut it short tonight. We never done that. We were going to do that for you because basically you weren't here, so we had to cut it short. I didn't know what else to do. God is good all the time.
God is good, and we got you back, so we good, girl. We good.
That's good.
Hey, well, this is the way the show works. If you guys have a question, press 1 on your dial pad, and I'll see your question mark by your name. Right now, I have several questions out there. Well, one of them's Boss Lady. I know she was questioning me, so let me know she was on the phone line. So we got her on the phone lines, 941, I see you. I'll answer your question in a minute. But if you got any questions, just push 1 on your dial pad, and we're gonna go into something. Let me see what we're gonna go into. We're gonna go into an intermission and get a little break, and we're gonna play my song.
Money on my mind, ass on the Chevy seat, smoke a pound of fur. I'll be everywhere the money. I always stand my ground. You can say I got heavy feet. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine. Money on my mind, ass on the Chevy. Make a pound of dirt, I'll be everywhere the money. I always stand my ground, you can say I got it. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine.
Money on my mind all the time, yeah, I'm getting it. Rolled in the game, purple lemonade, I'm sipping it. Candy dripping off the Chevy kind, look like cinnamon. You can floss like me if you was getting busy, man. Ladies, man, cause the girls know I'm a Caesar. I don't need a MasterCard, no, I need a Visa. I keep me a wad of paper just like a notebook. I'm a chef in the kitchen, apron on, I love to cook. Click through my words, man, flyer than them birds, man. Fresh to death, yes, I eat sweeter than just detergent. Furs in the shed. Wood grain gripping wood, son, get them birdies flying like eagles. Call me Tiger Woods off the chain, boy, with my gun game. Taught myself how to shoot, never had time to aim. Smoking on that Mary Jane, started to stack a little change. Now my friends acting strange, they say I am not the same.
Money on my mind, ass on the shelf. Like a slot machine. Money on my mind, ass on the Chevy. Smoke a pound of fur, I'll be everywhere the money. I always stand my ground, you can say I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine.
My swag is so grown, your girl all in my home. Pants down in the zone, her mouth all on my dome, man. She lick me long time, lick me long time. She say I'm fresh like I've said she's alone. 662, I escaped from the zoo. You can't do what I do, you are so brand new. I don't run with a crew, I just hang with some fools. So arrogant, oops, tripping you with spray with the tools. I just do what it do, pack to pack with the oops. Stack to stack, you will lose, double back what I move. Man, we make murder music, don't try to dance to this. Dangerous, lyrics is hazardous. It's Cold Story / Jesus of Nazareth. Receiving with carelessness, y'all ain't even prepared for this. Jim Vega paper, I'm that cocaine flaker. Mine's more flakier, the dun-dun flower kick it up.
Money on my mind, ass on the Chevy seat. Smoke a pound of fur, I'll be everywhere the money. I'm always down my ground, you can say I got it. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine. Money on my mind, ass on the Chevy. Make a pound of fur, I'll be everywhere the money. I always stand my ground, you can say I got it. I get cash money, you get coins like a slot machine. Money on my mind, ass. Make a pound of fur, smoke a pound of fur. Always, always, you can say I get cash money, you get coins.
Okay, that was Grim Caesar, Coke, and myself on the hook. If you guys like that song right there, that's cool. I appreciate it. Hey, guys, we got a caller. We got 901 again, 901. Go ahead and ask your question or comment, please. 901, go ahead and ask your comment or ask your question. Okay, we got to cut you back off. Okay, let's see. I have another comment or question by 941. Hold on, let me cut your mic on.
Hello?
Yes, what's your question, please? 941? Okay, nobody has a question out there. You guys need to stop pushing those things out there, your questions, your number one. Number one is not to come on the show. Leave that number one alone, because when you push that, I'm going to ask you, do you have a question every time when I see that? So, guys, don't push number one if you don't have a question. You come on the show by coming on the show. You come on naked or come on period, but... Okay. I'm going to leave it alone. Okay, guys. Lady Boss, are you out there?
I'm still here, Boss.
Okay, Vienna, take it away. You got it.
What's up, girl?
Nothing much, Mama. How you been?
doing it, girl. Doing it. Not like you, but I'm just doing it. I want everybody to know who is Miss Boss Lady.
Well, if don't nobody know, I'm a female artist coming up in the game. You know, trying to start off on the right foot. You know, get the right people in my corner, and take it away from there.
You know that's right. Now, when did you start rapping, and how did you know that that's what you wanted to do?
Wow. I want to say I started rapping, and I told you I should have called the show when Flesh and Bone was on there, because Bone Thugs and Harmony used to be my group. Like, I love them boys to death. Like, to me, nobody still can't hang. I was just bumping their stuff the other day. But anyway, making a long story short, when Bone Thugs and Harmony first came out, I was already pretty much, you know, I was doing the girly thing. I was dancing already. I was singing. We had a little singing group starting out. And, you know, when Bone Thugs and Harmony hit, I wanted to rap. I mean, that was the group that made me want to rap. And I started out rapping fast, and I just took it from there. I said, no, this is me. This is it. I found myself. No more singing for me. I mean, I still sing, but rapping is what I do. That's what I do.
Well, I know. I still got to hear you sing, girl. I still haven't heard you sing at all. But wait a minute. Let me ask you something. On one of the songs that you had, was that you singing the hook, or was that someone else?
That was you.
Ooh,
yes.
Girl, I tell you, girl, these listeners, these people are in for something. Lord have mercy. It is tasteful. It is flavorful. Let me tell you.
I try to tell them I hold my own. I don't need no features. I say features the best for last.
Now, I want you to describe your form of rapping. Is it hardcore? Is it mellow? Is it commercial? What type of rap is it that you do?
I'll take the beat for Alex, please, all of the above. And what I mean by all of the above is, you know, it all depends on how I'm feeling. If I feel like I'm in a mellow mood, I rap mellow. And it also depends on my beat. If that beat make me rap hardcore, you better believe I'm going to bring it. You know, it all depends on how I'm feeling that day. If I feel like singing that day, then I'll sing that day. You know, that's just how it is.
Now, another thing also, I want you to, you know, tell the audience what are the projects that you're working on. If you are you signed to any labels right now? No labels? Guest labels? What's going on?
Well, actually, I was dealing with a label. You know, fortunately, things didn't work out. But, you know, you live and you learn. No need to dwell on that. So I am a free agent now. So right now I'm focusing on building my career. What I mean building my career is, you know, promoting and marketing. I need to take my rap level to a different aspect. I mean, there's no way you can be a fortunate of artist if you don't have these viewers to back you up, because at the end of the day, numbers don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm trying to build right now. I'm trying to build that criteria in the rap game, because once I take off, it's over with. It's done.
Absolutely. Who inspired you to go into the rap game?
I'm sorry?
Who inspired you to get into the rap game?
Honestly, on the female side, I'm going to still have to say hip-hop, man, like Queen Latifah, my girl MC Light. You know, those were inspirational rappers that they wasn't scared to say or rap things that they see in this day of time. They're not scared to say these things because these are women who, you know, they've been through the struggle. They've been there and they've done that. They wasn't born with a silver spoon in their mouth. So I have to relate to somebody like that, because it was nothing given to me. I had to hustle for it, you know,
right.
And that's why I look up to those women. And still to this day, they still doing their thing and they ain't going nowhere. So that's what I'm talking about.
Now, are there any collaborations of people, you know, that you would love to collaborate with? Any people, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to collaborate with just, like, let's say, like, three artists,
off the top of your head you would love to collaborate with?
Well, first of all, I'm going to have to say Kanye. I love Kanye West. Chi-Town baby all day, every day. We hold it down like that, Joe. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I'm going to have to say Alicia Keys.
Mm-hmm.
I love Alicia Keys. And thirdly, I'm going to have to say Rick Ross.
Mm. Why?
So, yeah.
Why would you like to collaborate with them?
Well, Kanye has a style of flow I would have to say I can relate to. Like, he could take something off a wall and make a story out of it. I like storytellers.
Mm-hmm.
See, I can't listen to rap that's just, you know, just club bangers and that's it, because I can't walk around with a headache all day. I mean, they cool for club. That's why they call club bangers. But I like riding music. I like real music. And they make real music. Alicia Keys, she makes it sound, make you feel like you in her shoes when she's singing that song, Teenage Love Affair. You know, she's relating to these young girls out here. You have to tell a story to people. It's not just to kids. You have to sell it to adults. You have to sell it to all these people who wants to buy your music. That's the only way an artist can be successful in this business. Once you lose interest in your fans, your fans is your number one. That's how you make your money.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get the fans what they want. You got to give them what they want. Thirdly, I'm going to have to say Rick Ross, because he's the boss and I'm the boss, and he rap about boss shit. So that's me. That's my style of rapping. I rap about boss shit. And I don't lie about nothing that I do. Everything that I rap about, I did it and I done it and probably got better at it.
That's what's up.
That is what's up. Oh, girl.
Yeah. Hey, boss, I got a question for you. Have you collabed with anyone out there that we might have heard of or that we might know, or just any independent artist or any major artist? Have you done anything like that?
I don't know if you guys ever heard of Bamboo from Red Prodigy. Coming up in the game.
I heard of.
Yeah, I collabed that. Actually, he's the one that's on a Tipsy song. They're coming up in the game. I've done music with, I don't know if you ever heard of Straight Shining Entertainment. I used to be with them a while back when I first moved down here in San Antonio. They're doing a lot of big things also, and did a lot of collabs with that group. So I did a collab with Khali. Khali's like the number one artist out here in San Antonio right now. And
okay.
Yeah, pretty much it. Those are guys that's like coming up. I only do work with people that's really doing something, you know. So.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So what are your immediate music goals?
I'm sorry?
What are your immediate music goals?
My immediate music goal?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my focus, like I said, my focus on is to get these numbers up. Make music that I love to do. Make music that people can relate to. You know, those are my immediate music goals. Once I reach those goals, then I'm happy with that. Like I said, I'm taking off after that. Then that's when all the, you know, the media can come in, the labels can come in. You know, I want them to look for me. I don't want to chase no label.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the more I can hold it down independently, the more I can learn on my own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what I want. Solid, baby.
Exactly, because it's all about the rock industry. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Caesar?
Yes, I'm here. I'm just listening to you guys.
I know you got questions.
Yeah, I got some questions for Boss Lady. Boss Lady, how long have we been knowing each other?
Oh, wow. I think it's probably going on 3 years already.
Oh, wow. Okay. Because that surprises me. That's why I like to ask questions about, like, how long you know me, because, you know, I like to ask that question because you're basically helping me out, because, but, you know, I had strokes, and those strokes really put me out for a while, and I really don't know. I can't remember anything. I can't remember how long I've been knowing you, but I knew it's been for a while. I know that you and I know we've been through a lot dealing with the music game, and I know that you're still striving. You're still striving to be on top, and you're going to be on top because you're dealing with me now. And you know, I can't take nothing less. So we got to go all the way. But I know that you don't have a manager. I know that you don't have a manager. So my question to you is, are you looking for a manager, or have you looked for one, or what's up with that?
Well, actually, right now what's on a ticket with that is I have, you know, my father, which is handling all business aspects right now.
Okay.
So the management position will always be open because once, like I said, once I get everything together on the media side of my music, then I'm ready to look for that experienced manager, that manager who's, you know, done things or done stuff.
Well, your dad seems pretty experienced to me because I've talked to him several times. And I know that brother right there is on top of it, man. I mean,
well,
I know that there's stuff. I know stuff goes on out here that you can't get around because, you know, it's out there. I mean, you got snakes in the grass right now, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being a manager as far as your career. And I think that your dad is a good thing. You got a good thing going because you don't have to worry about paying a lot of money to nobody.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. But at the same time, you know, what's good for you can't hurt you too. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
what I mean by this is my dad is very experienced on the business side. Business side,
right.
Which means he's been owning his own trunk company over 20 years. So stuff like that, of course, he can handle all legality paperwork, any documentations. As far as the music, because my dad is not a rap listener. He's very old school. And he haven't listened to rap until he started managing me. And
right.
And it hasn't been that long. But that just go to show you, you know, my dad doesn't even listen to rap. And for him to take his time out to manage me, I am so grateful for that. Because at the same time, he's managing me, but he's also my breadwinner. You know, whatever
right.
I need, he's putting money behind it. And that's what I need. That's exactly
right.
what I need because it takes money to make money.
That's
you know,
right.
So I'm
exactly.
letting you artists know. It takes money to make money, not some bullshit ass YouTube views that y'all pay for every month. I show no love and respect for that. You can't have 6,000 views and you only got 2 likes on your shit. No, no, no. That is a no-no.
That's right.
Yeah, you're right.
And I got to say one thing, though, Boss Lady, I got a glimpse of your website last night.
Oh, no, you did it.
That's not it, girl. It is fire. It's fire.
Oh, my goodness.
Lord have mercy.
See, there you go. You got to keep the right people around you, man, the right people around you, just as much people that's motivated as I am, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. I can't wait.
Yep, it is fire. It is fire. You know, I'm going to call you later after the show, right?
I know. We got to do our chit-chat of the day.
I know. We haven't done it today, right?
Sorry, Caesar. You can't be in the girl talk.
I don't want to be. I don't want to be. I got work to do.
That's all right. I still love you, Caesar.
I love you. Now, I know you've been doing it. I know you've been in the game for a while. So let me ask you one question. Like, as far as
shoot.
You, man, the software just went down, man. The software just went down, man. I got to get this back up. God dang it. I'm on 2 computers, and it just went down on both of them.
Oh, wow.
What Barson, if you say, don't have a cow, man.
Hey, boss.
What's up?
I'm going to ask you the same question I asked my other man. Did you sing in the choir or do anything like that?
Oh, yes. Choirs, yes.
Okay.
That's how I started out. I'm a soprano.
Oh, okay.
So for
okay.
those that don't know, I'm a soprano.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, I started out in choirs when I was young. We used to go from different schools. We used to go to rich people houses and sing Christmas carols and all kind of stuff, man. So, yeah. I'm also a writer, too.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about that. I mean, like, are you a poet or what?
Yes, that's how I started out. I used to write poems, and I will never forget one time I wrote a poem, and it was on my birthday. I was asleep. I wasn't feeling well, and my dad, because I used to love jewelry, I still do love jewelry, by the way, and my dad was putting my bracelets on my arm, and he seen my tablet while I was writing a poem, Well, he took this my book and he sent all my poems to Oprah Winfrey. He sent all my poems to Oprah Winfrey instead of making copies of that poem, and he was trying to get her to introduce it on her show. And I will never forget one day we were in class and she mentioned my name, but she didn't read my poem. She told me to keep it up. So I do remember that.
Nice. That's nice right there. That's what's up. That's what's up.
So you write your own music and everything, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. I write my own music. I write my own hooks. I write my own bars, everything. If I even want to feature on my song, they got to write their own stuff.
So let me ask you this. What do you feel distinguishes an artist from just a musician?
Let me tell you something. An artist is exactly what it is. It's art. Okay? When you are an artist, you have to be ready for whatever. If that's singing, if that's rapping, if that's, you know, everything. An artist art makes a picture. An artist is a picture.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between an artist and a musician, now a musician, they walk music. Okay, these are people who play different instruments, but they do their lyrics through instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And artists do their lyrics through a microphone. They deliver their music. So when you speak your lyrics like that or you rap your lyrics, you have to be careful what you say. It has to be very truthful because there's a lot of people that are listening because they can bite you in the long run. But that's my difference between a musician and an artist.
That's what's up. That is deep.
Yeah, that is deep.
That is deep.
And it's also a difference between an artist and an entertainer as well. An entertainer entertains. An artist do not entertain.
Yeah.
So what is an artist? I mean, can you explain that to me? Because, you know, explain it to the people that don't know.
An artist is, you have to develop being an artist. An artist is a development. This is something that cannot happen overnight, and you wake up and you say, oh, you know what, today I'm going to be a rapper, or today I'm going to be an R&B singer. An artist is something, it's just like riding a bike. Once you learn how to ride the bike, you will never forget how to ride the bike. It's as easy as riding a bike. That's where that singing comes from. Once you are developed into an artist, you're not just an artist. You're not just an entertainer. You're everything. You are the world. You are an image. You are what people see. They don't see your hair. They don't see your shoes. They don't see your diamonds. They don't see your jewelry. They see your heart, and they hear your music.
Right.
They don't look at you.
Right.
The only time somebody look at you is when you make an ass out of yourself. Then that's when they pay attention. That's when they pay attention to you because now you been fucked up.
Wow. You got a way with words. Look, I have a question for you. Can you tell me a little about your family background? I mean, as far as you have kids? I know you have kids.
Oh, yeah, I have kids. I have two boys and two girls. They all into sports. Okay. Very good kids, very smart, all on the honor roll. But they got it from mommy. as far as my background, I came from a musical background. My dad, he used to DJ. My grandmother, she used to sing background for the Shylights. She was actually
Okay. You said your mom used to sing background for the Shylights?
My grandmother.
Oh, your grandmother. Okay, I got you. Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Beautiful voice. Beautiful. She sings jazz.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, Juvenile, he's my first cousin. He's the first Mitchell. That's my family. That's blood family. So I come from a musical background.
Okay.
You know, and like I said, my dad used to DJ. Yeah. My dad used to DJ, and You know, that's just something that's always, we used to literally go to the bar where my grandmother used to perform. We were little. We were too little to even go in the bar. But, you know, my grandmother had that clout, and we would sit behind the bar, and she'd sit there. She'd be like, "You sit there and you don't move. I'm going to get ready to sing." And sure thing, when she get ready to sing, I'm already in front of the stage because I just love my grandmother's voice.
Yeah, I got you.
I love her voice.
Yeah, that's what's up. Said you're already in front of the stage when she told you, don't move now. You sit there. Don't move. You're
don't
already in front
move.
Of the stage.
Yes.
Oh,
no. Yeah. But other than that, DJ Black Caesar, how you been feeling as far as your health?
Hey, thanks for asking. I've been doing I'm going to tell you the truth. I've been doing all right, but you know me. I'm a hustler. I stay on it. I stay on the grind like 17, 18 hours a day. My health is iffy. I mean, I'm up and down sometimes, but the show still must go on. Like tonight, you know, I'm not feeling too well, but, you know, you can never tell by me saying it. When you ask a question, you're going to get an answer from me. So you probably didn't want to answer that question because I'm going to be honest also. So basically, you know, I'm down and out, but you know, I still gotta make things go on, man. I gotta get you guys and promote you guys, get your stuff out there, so the rest of the world know who you are. So basically, that's how my life is. That's how I'm doing. I'm doing good as long as I'm helping you guys out.
I appreciate that, man. God bless you for that too.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're a good dude.
Thank you. I appreciate that also. I try to stay on top of it. Like, I know I'm promoting you now, and I got about maybe 15 other people I'm promoting, and Deanna's supposed to be doing my contracts, and I'm just so busy. I haven't had time to do that. So, man, Deanna, I'm going to get to you. I'm gonna send those to you because I know I've been busy.
I was about to say it.
I still gotta do that. Hey, you know what? If I don't ever do it, I'm not going to get paid, but Hey, but Deanna, I'm going to get that to you maybe tomorrow, the next day. I'm going to get that to you. You'll have it by next week, trust me.
He was supposed to send it to me Monday. And what are we now, Wednesday? Hello.
It's already Thursday, man. That's terrible. Hey, you know what, man? It goes like that with my life, man. I'm so busy doing what I'm doing that I don't really have time for me, though. I just got time to cook dinner. I got time to cook dinner and put my dinner on, and I don't do that until, like, later on in the evening. But I get my dinner on, and then I come back to the computer, and I got four computers in front of me right now. I have three of them working right now. I still got mixcities. I still got mixtapes to do. I still got a lot of stuff to do, man. So my life doesn't stop at 4 o'clock like normal people. My life doesn't stop until, like, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And then
wait a minute, because remember, he's newly engaged, so we got to add that in, too.
Do what now?
I said you're newly engaged, so we have to add that in, too.
Oh, congratulations. Okay. I did see that.
You can't forget the missus, boy. You can't forget the missus. No.
Hey, you know what? I think she's listening in tonight. I think she's on the phone. I think she's on the phone right now. Hey, Martha, you out there?
Yes.
Hi, Martha.
Hi, Martha.
Hi.
Now,
hey,
you know
we're
a cute girl.
Huh?
I said, you know we're
cute.
You
so
girl.
Hey, back to you, Boss Lady. I know Boss Lady is a great person. I like dealing with her. She's been a great artist for like a long. Hey, you said about
Thank
3 years. I think it's been longer than that. I know
yeah,
that
it
we.
Probably
met... Yeah, I think it's been longer than 3 years because I'm thinking about it now. And I know that I always put you out there as far as a young lady to do anything with. And since you're down with Bone Thugs and Harmony, since you like them so much, I'm going to see what's up with them and see if you guys can get a collab in or with Flesh and Bone or with his little brother. Yeah, I'm going to see about that, and I'll get back to you on that. But basically, I like to hook up things, man. I like to hook up great artists and like to hook up great music. I like to make great music, and that's what I do. So.
Right.
You know, I just keep it real, man. Keep it real and keep it funky, fresh, and keep making music, keep doing what we do, man. So basically, that's what I'm looking at.
That's what
but Bone Lady,
Hey, boss, if you don't mind, can you give everybody... Hey, boss, can you give everybody your social networks, if you don't mind, please? Give them, like, any kind of contacts they can get in touch with you online. Give them, like, any information you want to get out there so they can check you out online.
No doubt, no doubt. You can follow me on Facebook. My name is under Boss Lady. That's with a V and not an S. Don't get it twisted. My Reverb Nation is under Miss Boss Lady, and my Twitter, you can follow me on www.twitter.com/BossLady1, number one. You got to put the number one after there. I'm also on MySpace. That's under Boss Lady with a Z as well. And if you need to contact me directly, I have a Gmail. You can get me at bozzlaydee83@gmail.com. So if you want to hit me up for features, send me beats or holler at me about any business, that's the email you can contact me through.
And another thing, too, she has her fan page, which she forgot to mention, and it's facebook.com/MissMZBossLady, and that's boss with BOZZLAYDEE.
And like because of good music. Just don't like it because just to be liking it because you want me to go like your page. Like me because I'm good music. If it's just 12 people that like it because of your music, hey, that's those 12 people that are my fans. Like it because it's good music.
I hear you, man. That's what's up. That's what's up right there. Boss Lady, I'm sure going to look into that because I don't know if I even liked it. I'll most definitely look into that. And also, I'm going to send you a couple of things to look at and check out also. Oh, I got some new beats. I'm going to be sending you a couple beats to you. Give me a little time because, you know, like I said, I'm busy all the time. But when I
get
a chance, I'm going to send you a couple beats, and you can see what you think. If you want to do them, that's cool with me. We'll talk about that later on. But I just want to help you out. So anything you need, make sure you get in touch with me, and we'll see what we can do, all right?
Okay, no doubt. Thank you, Steve.
Cool. Yes, ma'am. You've been in my life for a long time, and as far as the artists, you guys already know I don't deal with just anybody. I only deal with artists that have something going on. I only deal with artists that have a buzz in the streets. I only deal with artists that have a fan base. So if you don't have that, don't worry about dealing with me. So I got to keep it moving, keep it stepping. I've been doing this for a long time. I've been doing this for about nine and a half years right now. I've been in the game, and I just actually got in the game like this year. And I'm still trying to get there. I'm not there yet, but I'm still trying to get there. I do have certain contacts that make you think I'm out there, but I'm not out there. I'm just a regular person like you guys, and I got to do what I got to do to make that money. With that being said, I appreciate everybody out there. I appreciate the love. I appreciate everybody tuning in tonight to listen to Boss Lady, to listen to DJ Superstar Shorty, and also listen to my man Dangero. Dangero is on top of it, Dangero Henry. You guys got to check them out online, guys. I'm going to send you guys the links. I'm going to send Boss Lady the links to Dangero and Superstar Short if you don't have those. Also, Vienna, you know I got you, and Martha, I got you also. You guys just stick around, and let's see what we get. We got a song by Boss Lady. It's called What's Up? Hey, Boss Lady, tell me a little about that song before we play it, please.
Oh, man, that song pretty much before.
You don't remember that song, do you? You don't remember that song. You sent that to me a long, long time ago. Hey, you know, I got secret stashes, man. So that I don't even think you got that on your Reverb Nation page. I didn't see that song.
No, I don't.
Is that song up there?
No, it's not. It's
cool,
on my mixtape.
Cool. That's what's up. Hey, you know what? That's the way I do it, man. I like to get those sneaks in the back that nobody's thinking about. Those are the ones I pull up. So tell me a little about that song if you still can remember it. Do you remember the song?
Yeah, of course. I remember the song. I told you the song is like pretty much speaks for itself. There's nothing I can really say.
Look, this is the way it goes right here, right now. It goes down, which you give me a world premiere. Basically, if you don't know what that is, it's giving shouts out to DJ Black Caesar and Vienna. This is the DJ Black Caesar and Vienna show. Also, giving a shout out to yourself. You're giving a shout out to this song right here. What's up? What's up, Boss Lady? Boss Lady?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, Boss Lady. You give your world premiere. You give your world premiere now, lady.
Man, I'm telling y'all, these Evos don't work right. These phones is trash.
I know, man.
What was the question, Caesar?
Oh, no, there's no question. Actually, you're going to give us a world premiere. You're going to introduce this song right here. You're going to give a shout-out to DJ Black Caesar and Vianna Show, and then you're going to put your own name in it, and then you're also going to say the name of the song.
All right. Shout-out to DJ Black Caesar. You already know, holding it down. Much love, baby. Shout-out to V, my girl, holding it down, doing her thing, too. She already know. And it's my song, What's Up, Man? What's up?
Delicious. It is a 10. Yes.
Yeah. Martha, are you out there listening?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, what do you get that song, Martha, 1 through 10?
I give it a 10. I like that song.
Thank you.
That's what's up. You know how we do it around here. We keep it real. I get that song a 10 right there also because that song right there is fire. That's why I played that song tonight. I got so many songs from the young lady right now. I had to go through them and listen to what I really like. That's a song that I really like, and I figure you guys will like it also. So you guys have been tuning in. I appreciate that. And I appreciate this. We got about 16, 17 minutes left. So if you guys want to tune in and ask Boston a question, you can now. But if you don't, we're going to keep on going. Vienna, are you out there?
I'm here.
Hey, Vienna, let me see what I'm going to do. I got people asking questions right now in the chat room. This guy wants to know, Miss Boss Lady. Wow, you already answered that question. Can you answer this for this guy right here? He must have didn't get in until late. He wants to know how long you've been rapping and basically who do you rap with, and you already answered that, but can you answer for him?
I've been rapping for over quite some time now, but professionally I've been doing it for 3 years, but I've been doing it since I was 9. I was signed to a label that didn't work out, so I'm no longer with that label anymore, so now I'm a free agent, independent.
Okay, cool. I hope that's your comic caller. If you guys want to get in touch with me, you can get in touch with me at this number right here, guys, and we can get it on.
Call the request line at 662-995-0679. That's 662-995-0679.
Okay, guys, all you got to do is call me up at 662-995-0679, and we'll get in touch with you to let you know what's going on. Also, my email address, if you want to send me any tracks or if you want to interview, you can get in touch with my don't get in touch with her right now. I'm going to just get in touch with me at that number right there, and I'll get it to my assistant. She's not here today, but she's going to be here next week, so you guys get to meet her. Actually, she's my old assistant, but she's back now, and I'm happy to have her back, and it's just fun, man. We're going to have a good time. Vienna's already talked to her, so Vienna, you know what's up. How we do it?
How we do?
Hey, man, you know how we do it. You guys out there, it's been a great show, man. I'm glad everybody tuned in tonight. I'm glad that we had a good time.
DJ Black Caesar.
Okay, guys.
DJ Black Caesar will be right back after these messages.
I'm so happy.
Okay. Thank you, little kid. I appreciate that. Basically what I was going to say is if you guys want to get in touch with me on my social networks, I'm on Facebook all day, every day. CEO Caesar, CEOCEZA. You can get in touch with me online on Facebook, and my Twitter account is DJ Black Caesar. That's DJ Black Caesar, CEZA. Okay, guys, thanks a lot. We had a great show tonight. Vienna, do you have any more questions for Boss Lady?
I only have one more question for Boss Lady.
Cool.
You sound like that was so juicy and good, man.
Yeah.
All right. If you had the opportunity to change something about the music industry, what would it be?
More women. We need more women to get heard. More women. I want to open the doors for more women. And as rappers.
Hey, Boss Lady, I'm going to tell you like this, man. You are a great female rap artist. I know that you're going to open up for a little chat. I don't know what happened with that. Maybe you can enlighten us and tell us what happened with that.
Oh, I thought I sent a video to you. It was actually nice, man. Of course, as usual, I killed the show. A lot of kids was out there. I actually took an extra mile. I got my face painted and took pictures with kids, signed autographs, posters, and all kind of stuff, man. It was awesome. It was really awesome.
That's what's up, man. That's good. I did. You know what? I did see the video. I did see it. I just asked questions. I know the rest of my audience probably didn't know what I was talking about, so I didn't want to say that. But I just want you to put it out there. So you guys didn't see it, you can check it out on YouTube under what, Boss Lady?
Under Ms. Boss Lady, MZBOZZLAYDEE.
Cool. Appreciate that, Boss Lady. Now we're going to get into getting ready to get out of here so you guys can go on with the rest of your evening. I appreciate Boss Lady showing up. I appreciate everything she's done for us tonight. It was a great interview, Boss Lady, and we're going to do it again. We're going to do it again one day. When you come out with a mix CD or with your new stuff, with your new album, we'll have you back on the show so you can put it out there, put all your information out there, and let the people know what's going on with Boss Lady.
That's right. I got a mixtape coming out that's going to drop called Pretty Girls World, so definitely look out for that one.
Cool, cool, cool. That's what's up, man. I'm anticipating it right now, man, but I know the rest of us are also. So we're going to get that going on. And, Boss Lady, do you have anything on that piff or anything going on right now that we need to know about?
No, I don't. I'm not really into the social sites. I'm not even going to lie about that, but
you're about to be out there now because basically I got you locked in with just about all of my social networks, and basically you don't need but about 10 of them, to be honest with you, but those 10 right there will put you out there a lot, so you're about to be out there because I control online. If you guys don't know that, you should know that by now. You should see me
I know.
Huh? You said you know?
Yeah, you work fast. You work real fast.
Yeah, I work real hard and I work fast. But, hey, you guys out there that don't know me, DJ Black Caesar, you can check me out. Google search me, DJ Black Caesar. You can Google search Black Caesar Records. You can Google search Caesar Clan Mafia. You can Google search the DJ Black Caesar and Vienna Show. You can Google search SCM Radio. You can Google search Caesar Clan Mafia. You can Google search Caesar Radio, man. Hey, guys, just Google search everything, and you'll find over a million things with me going on right now. And Vienna's going to be the same way. We're going to get her out there a lot, too. So you guys, check us out every Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central Time. That's when we come on the show. If you're in the neighborhood, tune in and stop by and check us out. And we'll show you a lot of love. And you guys, don't be scared. Don't be scared to ask questions, because if you got questions to ask, just ask, man. It's going down. Hey, guys. Hey, I'm going to let Vienna in the show. Hey, Vienna, in the show, please.
Well, we want to thank you all for listening in. We want to thank you all for all your comments, for all the love. If you want to know anything about us, you're more than welcome to go to www.caesarradio.com. Or you can follow us on Twitter. What's your Twitter page, Caesar?
Twitter page is www.twitter.com/DJ Black Caesar. Also, we're going to get a Twitter page for DJ Black Caesar and Vienna Show. I haven't got that yet because I've been so busy, but we're going to get that going on maybe by next week. We'll have that up and going so you guys can check us out online. But we do have a group on Facebook. It's called the DJ Black Caesar and Vienna group, and that's doing pretty good. We got like over 800 people involved with that right now, so you guys check us out on that. Also,
all our links on
I'm sorry. You what now, Vienna?
Oh, no. I said, you know, that all of our links, all of our information is on that page. So if they need
Basically, you can check us out. I have a likes page. That's DJ Black Caesar and Vienna Show. We just started that, so it's only about maybe 22 people up there right now. But if you guys don't mind, leave us a comment at the bottom of this page right now. Leave a comment or leave a like, whatever you want to leave. Just make sure you do something to make sure you fill that in down at the bottom of this page right here. They got a comment section, just like on Facebook, like on anything you want to like on. You can tweet also down there. You got a chat box right here right now. We had a guy that asked a question. He wanted to know, Vienna, do you have a boyfriend?
Do I have a boyfriend? No, I don't. I have a little man, but I don't have a man.
Hello. I was going to end the show. What? You're still talking.
Good night, Caesar. I'm going to holler at you later. Goodbye.
Hey, guys, it's been great. I love all you guys, and we'll talk to you later, all right? One.
Peace.